It's Edward Goldman with Our Talk on KCRW. The political discourse and drama of the last few months has been, to put it politely, unprecedented. Someday, hopefully, we will be able to make sense of it. With so many walls separating and dividing us ideologically, as well as physically, we need more than ever the wisdom and guidance of art to help us understand and evaluate the world we live in. With that, you can probably guess my reaction to the Trump administration's proposal to eliminate funding for the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities. Of course, politicians should be afraid of a confrontation with the strong, politically charged works of art. While politicians talk and talk, artists create powerful artworks worth a thousand words. On Sunday, I went to the USC Fisher Museum of Art for the opening of the multifaceted exhibition showcasing a collaboration between the museum and Students of Art Division, a nonprofit organization dedicated to training and supporting underserved youth who are committed to studying the visual arts. These students have been using the Fisher Museum as their studio space while attending public workshops led by artists and scholars. In this new exhibition, students' work are presented alongside artworks from the museum's permanent collection. The museum's entrance gallery is jam-packed with emotionally and politically charged works by artists and poets from the Artists' Collective Against Discrimination. The subject of several dozen paintings and drawings is the painful and dangerous train journey to the U.S. undertaken by approximately 500,000 Central American immigrants every year. The exhibition's title, Montar la Bestia, refers specifically to, in the words of museum director Dr. Selma Holler, the hope, pain, and inspiration that accompanies the monster of transportation. It's no surprise that many scenes of the dangerous train journey show skulls and skeletons alongside human figures hanging tenuously onto the roofs of boxcars. While we hear politicians demanding to build more walls, there is a glimmer of hope in the news that at least one U.S. cultural initiative appears to be secure. I'm talking about the State Department Arts in Embassies program, which places work by American artists in embassies and ambassadorial homes around the world. And speaking of the marriage of art and politics, Los Angeles artist Mark Bradford, recipient of MacArthur Genius Grant, has been commissioned to create a series of paintings for the new American Embassy in London. His 32 paintings will incorporate the entire text of the U.S. Constitution. Wouldn't it be fantastic if one of our museums could arrange for these paintings to be seen here in L.A. before they are sent out to London? Believe it or not, there is a good news coming from Moscow. The Stern brothers have been commissioned by the American Embassy in Moscow to create a 90-foot-long stained glass wall set to be unveiled outside of the embassy in May. And speaking of a picture worth a thousand words, a friend sent me an image of a downtown mural by street artist Greg Auerbach. The mural shows Vladimir Putin standing behind a blindfolded Donald Trump. If that doesn't stop you in your tracks, nothing will. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.